it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on SEN 1170 AM in Sydney and on the SEN app, wherever you're listening. It could be anywhere around the country, indeed overseas, might be out in a boat somewhere, who knows. Get in touch with us this morning via the text. We know you're busy. That's the quickest way to get your message through if you just want to say g'day. 0457 736 736, and we'd love to hear from you on the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Every caller today even goes in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Week. At the end of today's show, we will announce our Club Med Caller of the Week, who will then be in contention for Club Med Caller of the Year and the $10,000 prize, or just under the trip to Bali. The bad juju for star players continues. Well done, Dolphins, but another big-name casualty. What about the back line? We have sidelined now in the NRL. Tom Trbojevic added to the injury list last night. A back line that now has Ponga, Papenhuyzen, Gutherson, Trbojevic, Tabuai Fido, although he'll be back next week, Moses Reynolds. It's a hell of a back line. It would win the competition. Greg Alexander. Is it just a case about... I asked you earlier in the week if we had a worse injury toll. I don't think we've ever had a worse injury toll for star players, for absolutely, you know, top-shelf players.
Well, it was... The David Fifita story was massive yesterday, Vossie, but that was quickly overtaken as we got into the second half of that game at Suncorp Stadium. I can't remember having that many big-name players sitting on the sideline through injury, and some of them for quite an extended period. So... Tom Trbojevic, I was on Fox Sports last night, and the boys had spoken about Tom, and it came to me, my turn, and I said, well, really, the thing about Tom is that he's got through 9 games. He's on the field. I said, I don't even worry about Tom now when he gets the ball and makes a run. Whereas I had in the past, I said that's the bonus for Manly. And although we've seen... streaks of his best play. I think he's probably a product of what Manly are doing at the moment, not playing for 80 minutes. Tom's made some errors, but you know, if he stays on the field as he has already, that's the plus.
So commentator's curse is you. You're to blame, sort of.
Well, it's the mock, absolutely. And anyone that wants me to either pick their team or not pick their team today, just give me a call.
Yeah,
I said to Alex, who's a mad Sydney FC, I said, Sydney FC will beat Central Coast 3-0 tomorrow night. That's the mock. I've just put the mock.
Alex fell off the chair. So big day in rugby league yesterday. The David Fifita stuff all happened very quickly once the call made, and the call went, he rang Steve Mitchell and said, Steve, I'm gone, and then just hung up. And he didn't even identify who he was. Anyway, he left the Titans, and then no sooner had it been confirmed that he ain't going to be at the Titans, then bang, Roosters. Like, how did it happen? What was that? How did it all happen? Like, you know what people are thinking about the Roosters and the whole bit, and like, bang, he was won over very quickly, David Fifita.
Yeah, but
are we entitled to know how long it's been going on, the negotiations, or are you just bang one meeting and done?
I think, and I don't know for sure, I think David Fifita's been talking to both clubs for a few weeks. So he's
his manager. His manager.
Well, his manager, sorry. So his manager, yeah. I think he's had it rattling around in his mind for some time.
So this is a really tough question for you. Maybe you can't. So why would he have picked the Roosters over the Panthers?
I'm not in David's head. I don't know.
No.
I've got no idea. No. I've got no idea. It was disappointing. When I heard the news that he'd signed with the Roosters, there was a feeling of rejection.
Yeah.
And that's a hard pill to swallow, Andrew.
There was, yes. Listen, cue the sad music, Alex.
Rejection.
We should have had the sad music ready to play there. I was
picturing David Fifita in a Penrith jumper. I thought he was going to cut a fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I will.
We haven't often had to play the sad music under you, Brandy. You know, but this is just no, you saying not,
yeah.
rejection.
Doesn't it happen very often.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you're okay, buddy.
Mm. Anyway, I've moved on.
Yeah, you've moved on. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. You have to move on. Dez has moved on. Dez said he moved on. He's talked about the theatre and the whole bit and disappointing and moved on.
Well, he said, what else would we do? Mm. Dez said, well, what else can we do? We've got to move on.
That's right. Get a city. Scotty Sattler will come on the program from the SEN family. Now, Scott's interesting character in that, you know, lives up there. So it's a hammer blow for the Gold Coast. It really is an absolute hammer blow for them. Marquee player. And they're paying him a fortune. They were paying him more than what he's going to get down here in Sydney, but they can't keep him.
Well, I heard someone yesterday and on radio say, well, he hasn't done it for the money. Well, no, he hasn't. I mean, he's gone for less. He hasn't done it for the money. Yeah. It's not the money.
So Scott Sattler. But Scott Sattler also played for the two clubs that were bidding. He played for the Roosters. He played for the Panthers. Mm. And, of course, had some wonderful years with the Gold Coast Chargers. So Scott Sattler coming on the program can talk there. We will be talking with Michael Carayannis, all the big rugby league news. You know, the news cycle is just on fire. So very important that we speak with Michael Carayannis out of 7 o'clock. We will have Super Netball on the program today, Kath Cox, but it's more because it is Mother's Day this weekend. So I want to tap into Kath and the life of sports people, and Kath sees them. Kath is a mum herself. I don't think was a mum during her playing career, but very busy lady as part of the Fox coverage of netball and balancing the two. And
they're flying everywhere too.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, getting around the country. And today, Brandy, here's a highlight out of left field for you. The history of Mr. Whippy in Australia. Because tomorrow, Cogra, Dragons v South, the Whippy stand will be set up. I'll be doubling up with a couple of double cones there, pre and post match. But Rob Shahady and Tahir have a little bit to do with Mr. Whippy. I know that will get people. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Whippy later in the program.
What do Rob and Tahir have to do with Mr. Whippy?
I think it's a bit of their side hustle. I think it might be a bit of their side hustle. So the history of Mr. Whippy.
They drive the vans.
Do they drive the vans? I don't know. Alex, you got green sleeves there? Can we just get a little... You got a burst of green sleeves just to get us in the mood for... Like, how excited were you as a kid when you heard that round the streets, Brandy? You'd come running out the front of your house hoping that the van would come down your street. Were you like that or not?
Yeah, I was. No, I was. Definitely was. Yeah. Just go... We have to get some money first, but then...
Yeah.
Racing out the front door to make sure that you didn't miss the Whippy van.
Yeah.
So tell me, does Mr. Whippy turn up in the rain? If it's raining at Cogra tomorrow, it's 100% chance of rain.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He does.
Of course he'll be there.
He's got a little lift out, little roof sort of thing for the people to stand on.
Oh, I don't know. The punter, be the smallest, world's smallest awning to cover the punter. But Mr. Whippy... Inside the Mr. Whippy van, he'll be sweet. So your earliest Mr. Whippy memories, were you like that? Did he come down your street? Did he miss your street? Were you one of those streets that Whippy just refused to come down? You're a cul-de-sac and he just give you the basil and you'd have to go sprinting trying to follow the sound of the green sleeves. That's one of our topics today. Big issues. Big issues, that one. On the rugby league front too, tonight, Penrith v Canterbury, Parramatta v Brisbane. So the weather is bleak. The picture is bleak. In fact, I think the forecast tomorrow has the most mills. I think I saw like 40 mills tomorrow, Brandy. You might have to get a weather desk up and running pretty quickly just to fill us in because we have matches at Penrith and Parramatta tonight. Tamworth, you're off to tomorrow for the Tigers, but then Dragons are at Cogra. Melbourne are playing in Melbourne against Cronulla, the big one there. Roosters at Allianz Stadium in Sydney on Sunday, and Titans playing on the Gold Coast. So there's rugby league in Sydney on each of the 3 days, Friday, Saturday,
Rain
Sunday.
Not expected today until around 7 o'clock tonight out at Penrith, but only a minor chance of rain. So I think you might be okay tonight. Tomorrow is the worry. Tomorrow's the worry. Can someone find out what the weather's like in Tamworth tomorrow?
All right, now let's just get back to a bit of and get the text coming in 0457 736 736. A little bit of deep diving, and again, you feel like you're being disrespectful to the Dolphins. We can talk them up, but I think the story is Manly. Manly, a few weeks ago, you know, no less than Matty John saying they can win the competition this mob. You know, they're flying. They're looking good. They're playing some good football. Now,
that must have been after they beat Penrith in round five.
Yes.
I think we'd be going back there. They did beat the Eels a few weeks ago, but after last week's capitulation against the Raiders, where they led 24-6, Vossi, and it has been a problem for them, scoring, playing well for 20 minutes, and then falling in a bit of a hole. Now, it's happened in the second half. Well, it happened before half-time last night. Coasting at 16-4. Not playing great, but doing enough. Scoring three tries, led 16-4 up until the 34th minute mark, and then they let in three tries. So even though there was only a four-point gap at half-time, even though it was 20-16 and the Dolphins were in front, it felt like the Dolphins were in front by a mile. Like at half-time break, when they walked off the field, you thought, oh, Manly are getting hammered here. But there was only a four-point gap. Now, to their credit, they came back on the second half and got themselves back into the game. But not good enough.
I've got a crap stat. Someone on social media last night, did you realise, if you were watching the coverage last night, that it was 22-22 with 22-22 to go?
No,
someone took a screenshot. Yeah, it was 22-all. Really? It was Richie Benno stuff. Yeah, it was Richie Benno stuff. There were 22 minutes and 22 seconds left on the clock, and it was 22-22.
What a shame you weren't calling last night, because you would have spotted that.
Yeah, that was an amazing moment. How often does that happen? 22-22 to go, and it's 22-22. Mm. There you go, there's a crap stat. No, but with Trbojevic, okay, so if we're talking grade two, and by the way, the hamstring itself doesn't tear in the collision with the cameraman. If you weren't watching last night, you almost see, if you break it right down, the pain is already there in the hamstring before he collided. Didn't help that he collided with the cameraman. That wasn't
could have broken
his leg, not
too.
Have a broken leg. Mm. But you're talking grade two. So now we're talking the vicinity of 6 weeks, Brandy. But then with his history, are you saying even longer? Now, across the origin period, I think someone quickly worked out, okay, well, if it's that with the byes and origin, he might miss five games for Manly. But I think that's absolute best-case scenario, isn't it? It's not that we want to death ride Tom with another injury, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not rushing it, are you?
You'd think, well, it's worse than a grade one. So it's either a grade two or a grade three. So it's the upper scale of a hamstring injury, Voss. He's done six in 6 years. His history does count for a fair bit. So a normal grade two, you know, you are looking at 4 to 6 weeks. A normal grade two. So for someone that, you know, hasn't had hamstring problems,
couple of texts have come quickly through. Can you get a refund on Bill Knowles is one question there from Nathaniel. That's a fair question. Bill Knowles, who did the work on Tom Trbojevic, do you get a refund? I don't know. And now that Brandy said that it will not rain tonight, it's going to P-I-double-five down. So you've the mock on the weather front. You're telling us, no, weather's good today. So now people are now leaving the umbrellas at home, you know, leaving the washing out on the line, and now it'll be a disaster.
Hubert's Bulldog says, hopefully Brandy backing the Panthers tonight. Dogs in an ambush. I'm worried about Penrith. I actually think the Dogs can get up tonight.
Don't mind all of that. Now, the AFL last night just changed. Oh, by the way, no, I'll tell you what. Because I don't think we have given enough praise to the Dolphins. The Trey Fuller try.
Oh, spectacular.
Is, you know, like you were a master. You could do chip and chase. Phil Blake and others, chip and chase. But this was Matty Bowen. This was a Matty Bowen moment for mine. That's the highest praise I can give to Trey Fuller. Let's see what we've got. The maestro's been busy. He came in very early this morning, like he was here from 10 to 3, working on some special projects, or he'd been kicked out of home, one or the other.
What a team man.
What a team man the maestro is. What has he come up with as a tribute to Trey Fuller? What have we got?
Darren Lockout, he kicks. Slater's picked it up.
Marshall King out of acting half. Trey Fuller attacks straight through.
Aussie onside. Slater down the ground. He kicks again.
Fullback to beat. Chips over the top of Trbojevic. Bounce important. He gets a dream bounce.
He'll get there. He's over. Billy Slater. He has scored one of the great Origin tries.
And scores a wonderful individual try.
Same in. Trey Fuller. SEN's call there up against the great Ray Warren, one of the great Origin moments with 50,000 crowd. Probably not a fair comparison, but,
yeah, but
Trey Fuller,
what a talent.
What a talent.
Oh, what a talent. What a good story, Vossi. 27 makes his debut last year. I was at Parramatta Stadium last year when he did make his debut, and we actually interviewed Wayne before the game, and I said, what can we expect from Trey Fuller? And he said, well, the thing that impresses me is that he's courageous. He said he's little. He didn't mention anything about his skill. He just said, you know, one of the most courageous blokes I've ever seen. So, you know, that's what Wayne saw in him. But you always knew that. And just the glimpses we saw last year when he came off the bench, just what a talented player he is. He is only small, but he pulled off a couple of great tackles last night. And his work with the ball, brilliant. It's just instinctive. It's brilliant.
Okay, so that leads to a talkback topic today. Just a little bit of fun stuff away from controversy and all the rest. Your power rankings on the top chip and chasers. Okay, the top chip and chasers. Give us your top three, top five maybe, but that you've seen in your time following rugby league. We'd love to hear from you. Your top chip and chasers. You can get on the text 0457 736 736, or you can call and wax lyrical about some of those great players. 1300 01 1170 is the Great Southern Bank open line. Brenda, you're a chip and chaser.
I was a chip and chaser, yep.
Yeah, a few chip and chasers. Yep. So you are a contender. You're a contender. You can confirm for us. So Sports Confidential and The Telegraph today have the news that Penrith will be the first club locked in for Vegas 2025, and that the Storm, Warriors and Cronulla are the others to be in the mix. So who would we have playing who? Would we go Sydney, Storm, Warriors? What do you think you'd do there?
Just tell
me. If they are the four, what's the matchup? Does it matter? Penrith,
Storm. So hang on.
Storm,
so is it Melbourne?
Yep. Panthers, Storm, Warriors, Sharks. I'll leave it with you, Brandon.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry about dead air. I don't think it matters, Andrew.
No, it doesn't matter who plays who.
It doesn't matter.
All right. The AFL last night ended up just a one-pointer. Carlton over Melbourne, though. Vossie's men got the job done. Well done, Vossie. Well done, champion. Well done. And wherever else you want to go, we've got some Waratahs double passes to give away. The Waratahs playing the Brumbies this weekend, so that's part of it. The EPL, if you want to talk about the EPL, we're three games for some and four games for others away from the end
of the season. Man City play tomorrow. They play Fulham tomorrow. They play Tottenham midweek next week, but they do have a game up their sleeve. They're 1 point behind Arsenal, Vossie. Arsenal play Man United this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
they do.
I think it's Man City. Unbackable.
Well, what if Ange? Ange has a say in it. If Ange knocks them over, that could be. You know,
have you watched Tottenham in the last four
games?
Yeah, I know.
The bus, wobbly wheels.
Miracle.
But wobbly wheels. Have your say in all things sport. This is the place to do it. Friday morning, right here. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. And Brandy, we are here for some very, very special people.
Oh, yes, we are. We're powered by Kubota, Vossie, but we are here for Bryden's Lawyers.